You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Columbus, Ohio. This live talk program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind now as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word live talk radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. Our phone number is 1-800-773-TALK.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and the day before Thanksgiving, and, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for. Hopefully we're going to have John McTernan with us. John, are you there? Guess not. Well, maybe it'll just be open lines today, so be prepared to give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But we have, as I said, a lot to be thankful for. The Republican sweep of Congress. Now, the Republicans certainly are not going to save America, but hopefully we're going to get gridlock and they'll do little harm here during the next couple of years. And this is really giving us time to reach more and more people. Now, the economy is going to get worse because, of course, there's an organized plan to destroy our economy. How can we basically say that? Because we've read the plan. It's the Earth Charter written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, and it calls for the sending of our wealth overseas. Point 10A says promote the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And that's exactly what they're doing. That's why they took down our tariffs so that we could send our jobs overseas. That's why they're encouraging outsourcing of jobs. There's actually a television program about this company that's outsourcing answering service jobs over in India. And really, of course, it portrays the Indian people as very nice people. And they are very nice people. Most people throughout the world are very, very nice. The difficulty is, of course, that they are encouraging both the offshoring of our manufacturing, and we're doing everything we can to promote that. We've lost 8 million jobs. Do we have John McTernan here? Who's our guest? Who's calling? Is somebody calling?
Hello.
Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Speak
John
up.
McTernan.
Oh, John McTernan. Well, I'm glad you could be with us. Good, John. Well, John certainly is an author. We've had him on many times. He wrote a book many years ago. Simply God's Final Judgment, God's Judgment on America, and pointing out that so often when America has done something that has been an affront to God or an affront to Israel, why there have been serious consequences, and so supernatural things have happened that have really affected the lives of people, and it's not just simply coincidence. It happens time after time after time, and John, you pick up the story.
Well, yeah, Stan, it really touches, comes directly from God's Word. There are certain things that if a nation does will bring blessings from the Lord, and there are certain things that if a nation does will bring cursing from the Lord. And what I found, I did a study in the Old Testament, and I made a term called Ordinances of the Amorites. And if you remember, Stan, in Genesis chapter 15, God told Abraham that he would have to go to, his seed would have to go to Egypt for 400 years because the iniquity of the Amorites was not complete. And then when you look after 400 years and the children of Israel came back into the land, the Bible describes what this iniquity of the Amorites was, and it calls it ordinances. And these ordinances are customs, laws, enactments. And what it was open, just wild fornication, homosexuality, bestiality, and sacrificing the children. And God said for these ordinances of the Amorites, he would judge a nation, and he warned the Jews not to do it. And, of course, we know the children of Israel did later on did perform these ordinances, and they were driven from the land. And as America begins to create these same ordinances by making abortion legal, that's an ordinance of killing the children, of all these enactments about homosexuality, homosexual marriage, and various other things, this is called ordinances of the Amorites. And as we are doing this as a nation, horrible things are happening, earthquakes on these very days that these enactments are made, earthquakes, massive tornado outbreaks, stock market crashes, massive, like the greatest fires we've ever had in the West or on days like this.
Don't forget hurricanes.
Every hurricane, Stan. Every hurricane. I have documented. I've been able to start with Hurricane Hugo in 1989 and come forward to today. And every hurricane that's hit, and these are all listed in my book and on my blog, every hurricane that's hit has fallen like the Supreme Court decision about abortion. And then on that day, the headlines will be, Hurricane so-and-so has hit America. And these are almost always front-page articles. So you'll see the Supreme Court decision, or you'll see Gay Pride Day and a massive earthquake. In fact, the greatest earthquake last century, even greater than the New Orleans earthquake, not the New Orleans, the San Francisco earthquake, was the Landers earthquake. And, of course, it was in a sparse area in the desert of California, and didn't do the damage of the San Francisco earthquake, but it was massive, and that was on the very morning of Gay Pride Day. And there's one interesting thing about this Landers quake, and we have discussed this in the past, haven't we, Stan?
Well, go ahead, man. Go right ahead, because sometimes people forget. In fact, I shall have to admit, I've forgotten. So what about
Landers quake? Was not only did it was the first time that the scientists ever picked up that a quake there, and it was near the San Andreas Fault. It wasn't on the San Andreas Fault. It was near it, but it triggered earthquakes all over the West within minutes of the Landers quake, which was 7.6 on the Richter scale.
Hold that thought, John. We'll be back in just a moment with John McTernan right here at the American Freedom Network.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, John McTernan. And John is just pointing out the relationship between us and the people of Gay Pride Day, Gay Decadence, Southern Decadence. That was the name of a celebration they were going to be holding in New Orleans just when Hurricane Katrina hit. But he's talking about the Landers quake here in California. That occurred on Gay Pride Day. So go right ahead.
Yeah, so what happened was the earthquake in Landers, California, triggered earthquakes in Wyoming, in Colorado, in Utah, in Arizona, and others in northern California. There were two volcanoes that started to, I won't say get active, but they started to show earthquake activity. Mount Lassner, is it, in Northern California?
Lassen.
Yeah. And it shocked the scientists. They were literally shocked that because the whole West Coast of America, well, not the West Coast, but the western section of America, was ringing like a bell with all these earthquakes that had been, triggered by the Landers quake. And then when they studied the Landers quake, they found the reason it was so powerful, it was a series of faults that had broken. It wasn't one. It was a series, and it was getting bigger and bigger and bigger, this earthquake, and was heading right towards the San Andreas Fault and then stopped. It stopped. They don't know why it stopped, but it stopped, and it didn't trigger the San Andreas Fault. Now, this was on the very morning. This occurred just hours before the parades began in Los Angeles, which was not that far from the Landers quake. So literally, on the very morning of Gay Pride Day on June 28th, 1992, we had one of the most massive and potentially destructive earthquakes in American history. And in fact, on the newspapers, you'll see the headlines that the marchers, this is in the Los Angeles Times, that the marchers had to brave earthquakes to march on Gay Pride Day. And then you already had mentioned the Hurricane Katrina and Southern Decadence. And I know, Stan, you have different listeners and all. I don't hear that not everyone hears this, but this is the actual name of the event. I didn't make this up. In New Orleans, every Labor Day, starting the Wednesday before Labor Day through Labor Day, they have an event called Southern Decadence. That's the official title of it. And it's when a massive amount of homosexuals, 125,000 to 150,000, would gather in New Orleans. And they would do unspeakable things in the streets. That actually the Louisiana state legislature had to enact a law to force New Orleans to control this unruly mob that would take place, event that would take place. They would, the word Stan is fornicate. They would actually fornicate in public and urinate in public during this event. And New Orleans would do nothing about it. The mayor would not do anything because they brought so much money into New Orleans, he didn't want to offend them. He gave a city proclamation welcoming them, and the key to the city was given to them. And literally, New Orleans was destroyed on the eve of this event in 2005. And as they were gathering to begin the event the next day, the city was destroyed with Hurricane Katrina. And I have example after example after example of this, starting really in 1987, and continuing to this day.
And the relationship, if it just happened once or twice or a few times, you'd say it's just coincidence, but it happens over and over and over again. Of course, we don't like to believe that God is really having anything to do with us today. He's off somewhere and letting the world run on its own, but I don't believe that for one minute. I believe he's giving us all sorts of messages, and we ought to heed them, because I believe that some terrible, terrible things are going to happen to America. There's no incidents in all history where a nation has turned against God, where God has not eventually brought horrible, horrible judgment on that nation. And I think we're even seeing it playing out today. I think what's happening...
Yeah, and, you know, you're right, and if you study the Bible, and it talks about various judgments in the Bible for God destroying nations and societies, he always warned. He always warned. Now, maybe sometimes the people didn't recognize the warning or they didn't care, but there is an example after an example in the Bible. You know, for example, the ancient nation of Israel, when they started to follow the ordinances of the Amorites, God sent prophet after prophet after prophet to warn them. It must be two centuries of prophets coming. And finally, the judgment came. The Babylonians were sent in judgment. And the Babylonians destroyed ancient Judah. They destroyed Jerusalem. They destroyed the temple. And historians say that maybe a million or more of the ancient Israelis were killed, and the ones that survived were taken captive to Babylon. And the Bible is full of examples. And Noah, for example, the Bible calls Noah a preacher of righteousness. For 120 years, he warned about the coming of the flood, and of course no one really paid attention to him. Very few listened to the ancient prophets when they warned Israel. Even, you know, you think of Nineveh with God sending Jonah to warn Nineveh, which was a wicked pagan city, which is about to be destroyed. God sent Jonah to warn them. Now, of course, in the case of Nineveh, they did this pagans did repent, and they were spared. So God, I believe through God is using nature as an obvious way to warn America that we're on a collision course with him. And so many people are, it's a coincidence. You know, you're just twisting things. And one of the things about technology today, Brother Stan, is anyone can go on the Internet, can go to Google, for example, and see these correlations I've made, these links that I've made, and see that they're there. I mean, years ago, people used to say, well, how do we know you're not just making this up? You know, it would take a lot of research to go to libraries and spend hours, you know, verifying. Now anyone can do it. You can go on the Internet and do a Google search and put in the events that I have correlated together and see that they're there. And it's not one or two or three. We're talking now, after doing this since starting in 1987, I've got... Well, over 100 of the greatest disasters ever to hit America have occurred while we were violating these principles in God's Word.
And I think it's a fascinating material that you put together, and I appreciate, I think, you know, sort of God's called people to do something, one specific thing, and you've taken this unto yourself, and you've acquired... certainly put together a great deal of, I think, vitally important information. How can people get to your website, your blog site, and see your material?
Yeah, it's very easy. They can go to my my blog. It's johnmcturnan.name, and the blog title is John McTurnan's Insights. And there's no I in my name. Everybody wants to say McTiernan with an I, but it's McTurnan without an I. So it's McTernan. .name, and then my current bestseller is As America Has Done to Israel, and in that book I focus in on America interfering with God's prophetic plan for Israel and what disasters have occurred on those days. So that's my current book, and if I get the time, I want to update as America has done to Israel, but I just can't quite seem to find the time. It takes a tremendous mental effort, and you know that, to write a book. It's not just something, at least with me, that I sit down and casually do. It's sort of like an all-consuming event, and it's very difficult for me to get the time to focus so I can update the book, but I really want to because it's you can actually see conclusively the big picture that as America violates the edicts in God's word about not going down this road of sin, that he is trying to set up roadblocks to warn us. And, you know, Stan, when you look at, when I talk to people, a lot of the reactions, especially Christians, is God doesn't judge today. He judged in the Old Testament, which you can't deny when you look at Scripture, and he'll judge sometime in the future, like in the book of Revelation, but in between, he doesn't judge anymore. And here God is warning us that we're going down the nation, we're going down the road like ancient Israel, and he's trying to warn us from various angles, and one is through the coordination of these disasters as we take these steps, as we create these ordinances in the Amorites. And it's happening right in front of our very eyes, like the two vivid examples are the Landes earthquake and the Hurricane Katrina, and yet people will refuse to see this correlation and acknowledge that it could be the hand of God in it. They say it's just nature. And, you know, I'm talking to Christians, Stan, about this, and they just absolutely refuse to think that God would send, I call them warnings unto repentance, where he's trying to wake the church to where we're heading as a nation and how this final judgment's going to come on America. And the ones that should be crying out to God and interceding are not, Stan. They just cannot see it.
Well, I think a lot of it is the ministers. And the ministers were emphasizing this or pointing to this or suggesting that there could very well be a direct relationship, that God really is involved in what's going on in the world today. I think it would be an entirely different situation. But so many of the ministers really don't believe in that. They don't believe in so many of the things that are very real today because, unfortunately, I believe the enemies of God have infiltrated our religious seminaries. I mean, after all, if you wanted to influence Christianity, you wouldn't attack it from without. You would attack it from within. And they've done an excellent job of doing that, of getting into our seminaries. And actually, our good friend Colonel Ron Ray had talked to David Horowitz, who was actually raised in a communist home, and giving testimony before Congress. And after the testimony, Colonel Ray asked him, you know, what about the seminaries? And David Horowitz just smiled and said that was the easiest thing. We got into the seminaries and destroyed the religious foundation 50 years ago, and that was, I think, in the early 1990s when he made that statement. And people have to understand this is why the church is silent today. And so since we can't depend upon our ministers to give us the leadership that we need, oh, I do what I do, and I know that's how you do what you do, and we're sounding the alarm. All we can do is try to get people to understand that God does work and rule in the affairs of men today, just as he always has. Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed, Dan. No, nothing. You're absolutely right. Nothing has changed. God is working today just like he did, you know, 2,000 years ago and 3,000 years ago, and he will in the future. The bottom line of this, really, the bottom line of my work in these correlations is that God is holy. And that individuals, and of course nations are made up of individuals, but nations can offend his holiness. And he works to try and bring a nation back out of offending his holiness, but at some point he must judge when a nation becomes reprobate. And I'm afraid that corporately, America is now, I don't know, 90, 95% reprobate. Of course, individuals within it aren't, But we look at these, the people that we elect, we look at these ordinances of the Amorites. I mean, right now, as we speak, the leaders in the military are calling for open homosexuality in the army.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital reminds our listeners that owning a pet is a major responsibility. Each year, many animals are euthanized nationwide. You can help control the pet population by having your pet spayed or neutered today. By doing so, you'll help increase your pet's lifespan by 3 to 5 years by reducing the risk of cancer. That's courtesy of Michelle and the staff at Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital in Lafayette, where they've got a warm place in their hearts for our furry friends with cold noses. They say if this message is important enough for them to back, it's important enough for you to listen. So call your local Vet or Humane Society and have your pet spayed or neutered today.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, John McTiernan. And, John, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your products. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a thought on this, a comment. But anyway, go right ahead, John. How can people get to your blog? How can people get your book?
My blog is johnmcternan.name, and the blog, the title is John McTiernan's Insights, and you can go there and order my book, As America's Done to Israel. I also have a real interesting book on my blog. It's called Rabbi versus Chaplain, and I debated one of Judaism's top rabbis who especially trained to thwart the gospel of Jesus Christ. His name is Tovia Singer, and I have that DVD, and I actually transcribed the DVD so you can follow along and study if you would like to see the results. So I have a book and a DVD called Rabbi versus Chaplain, and I have many other books, but my bestseller is As America Has Done to Israel. it's very serious to tamper, in God's eyes, it's very serious to tamper with the family unit, with the male-female marriage family unit, because when you look in the Bible, God actually created, that was the first thing he did after his creation, was he created the family unit with a man and a woman, and to have children, and to tamper with that, and to say that, well, homosexual marriage is equivalent to a heterosexual marriage, and then to promote the things that go along with that, this is what destroys societies from within, Stan. And then God will have it destroyed from without. But, you know, we look at ancient Rome and its condition just before it fell, and many, many of the other societies through the world, before they fell, and America is right at that same point right now, Stan. What's happening in America isn't new. The tearing down the family unit, the killing of the wholesale killing of children through like abortion. This is not new. This is, we can go back into history and see what has happened to civilizations that have gone down this road. They don't last. They are wiped off the face of the earth. So God does not want to do it. He is warning America through various ways. One of them is through nature and through natural events that are occurring. Like I said, the big example that we spent time on was the Landers earthquake on June 28th, 1992. In fact, there was two that day. There was the Big Bear quake that was 6.5. So first there was the Landers quake, and then an unrelated quake, the Big Bear quake, which was 6.5 on the Richter scale. Literally, the whole western section from the Rockies to the Pacific coast was being hit with one earthquake after another. Now, they weren't 7.0 on the Richter scale. Several were 4.0, 5.0. But Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Arizona, Northern California, earthquakes were all throughout these areas, started or spawned by the Landers quake. And this was on the morning of Gay Pride Day. And disaster after disaster, earthquake after earthquake, hurricanes, massive tornado outbreaks are all occurring on days like this. So God is warning, Stan, the church, for the most part, is not listening. I know, and I really thank the Lord for people like yourself and the handful of others that are warning. But for the most part, there is the believers in America and the Americans, their eyes are like glazed over now, Stan. Their hearts have grown dull, like the Bible talks about, and it's very hard to penetrate to them, to get them to see the truth of what's happening.
Well, I think we're entering into some very, very difficult days financially. I believe there's going to be increasing violence and chaos and unrest in America. I think that the very structure of our society is beginning to tremble. And even reading the Foreign Affairs magazine, the lead article this month was by Richard Haass, who was, of course, chairman of the CFR and trilateralist. And he knows what's going on, and he will tell us that we are just going to have to have much lower living standards in America. People don't like to think that, but this is going to happen. This is what they are, the people who really run the country, are saying behind the scenes. And we better heed what they're doing and be prepared for it. But, of course, this is the work of man. But behind the work of man, and there are evil forces on one side and good forces on the other. Unfortunately, there are not an awful lot of people championing the cause of God, at least a lot of our religious ministers, but certainly there are a lot of individual Christians who are out there well aware of what's going on, and fortunately they listen to programs such as this and others, and they're trying to get the word out, and we're not reaching as many people as we'd like. A lot of people don't want to hear this message. Their eyes sort of glaze over when you tell them what's going on. But that's not for us to be concerned about. Our job is to tell them. And if God wants them to hear, they're going to hear, they're going to understand, and hopefully their lives will be transformed as well.
Well, exactly right. And I see what I have documented in my book and what we're talking about on your show is the authority of God's word. God says, I will bless nations and I will curse nations, basically according to how they respond to his word. So as America turns from the Lord, exactly as written in the Bible is happening to America. And to me, this shows the awesome authority of the word of God. It's not just some, like a poetry type of inspiration. It's the writers of the Bible, the prophets that wrote it, were directly inspired by God, directly. And it's written down for us, and as America has turned, and it's not only America, Stan, we can look at Western Europe in particular also. Many things are happening there. But as these nations turn away from God's word, exactly as it's written in the Bible is happening, and it's just a matter of looking at the Bible and looking at events and saying, yes, there is the hand, there is the invisible hand of God bringing this all to pass. And, the Jews are back in the land, Israel is a nation, and there are many events happening in America in coordination with trying to divide the land. And I look at it all, Stan, and this is just my personal belief, but I believe that the whole world scenario, when we look out there prophetically and we look at the Middle East and all, God is setting up the world to get ready for the awesome second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is he coming tomorrow?
Well, that's going to happen, though. There are going to be some terrible, terrible things.
Oh, terrible. Well, that's what I'm saying. The Bible has all these warnings issued in there. And, of course, the Battle of Armageddon, it's so vividly described in the Bible, that remains yet. But we can see it, Stan. We can see the whole prophetic plan and everything. The world economy that's forming, the world government they're trying to form, the world religion they're trying to form. We can see in science where it's heading and political arrangements with like Russia and the Arab nation.
Hold on, thought. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Sykes Enterprises takes this time out to remind us that the holidays should be a fun time for all. Keep this in mind when you're out on the town, at a family gathering, or with friends. Please don't drive and drink. Designate drivers and know your limits. Make our roads this holiday season safe for you and everyone around you. A strong, safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. That message is brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling, where they wish us all a safe and happy holiday season.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, John McTernan. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you're out there, have a question or comment, Do you see God's work, hand working in what's going on today? I remember certainly reading your book many years ago about God's final judgment and certainly the relationship between America, of course, putting terrible, terrible pressure on Israel to make concessions. Certainly the Camp David meetings where they had Anwar Sadat and President Carter was there, and I've forgotten who the Israeli representative was. But
Menachem Begin.
Menachem Begin, right. But so often then when we would put the pressure on Israel to make these concessions, to give up land, why, there would be some catastrophic world event. Do you recall some of those?
Oh, well, yeah, it all starts. I don't pick it up with Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat. I pick it up a little later with George Bush Sr. and the Madrid peace process, because that was the plan that went after Jerusalem, to divide Jerusalem. And that was October 30th, 1991, and literally when George Bush Sr. was in Madrid, Spain, calling on the day he gave his speech to call for the dividing of Israel and the dividing of Jerusalem, the perfect storm had created in the North Atlantic a hurricane in the end of October, and it came 1,000 miles the wrong way. It came, instead of the weather pattern from the west to the east, this hurricane came from the northeast to the southwest and sent 30-foot waves against his home in Kennebunkport, Maine, and destroyed it. Literally, while he was calling for the division of the land of Israel and Jerusalem, his own land was destroyed by this freakish storm, and that continues to this day, these correlations between the United States pressuring Israel to divide the land. And it goes Republican or Democrat. Doesn't matter if whether it's George Bush Sr., a Republican, or Bill Clinton, a Democrat, George Bush Jr., a Republican, Obama, a Democrat. These same destructive forces are hitting America as we try to divide the land of Israel. So that's why it's compounded, Stan. It's not only abortion and homosexuality, but it's also touching the land of Israel, and these are, it's very serious. I mean, not only are we, as a nation, trying to destroy the family unit, and we're killing a massive amount of babies, it's like 55 million now have been killed legally, but we're also interfering with God's prophetic plan, which is clearly outlined in the Bible. Entire chapters are written in the Bible about God's prophetic plan and warnings not to interfere with it. So in every angle you can look at, America is interfering with God's word, his prophetic plan, and doing the very things which bring his judgment on the nation. And what I have done in my book and on my blog is I've documented that the meltdown of the U.S. economy, and I pinpoint the very day it starts, which is July 20th, 2007, we were interfering with God's prophetic plan on that day, George Bush Jr. was, and that set off a chain of events that go right to today, where high unemployment, massive debt, in states now that are, California's economy is really, it's heading towards bankruptcy, many other states are. I've been able to pinpoint the very day it began, and it began when we were interfering with God's prophetic plan for Israel.
Well, we see this pattern reenacted over and over again. And, John, what do you see happening now? Certainly, I think we're entering into a very difficult time financially for this country. Certainly, the process of quantitative easing is going to destroy, undermine the value of our currency. We see other countries throughout the world beginning to position themselves and saying, we don't want dollars. Certainly Brazil has already put a tax on any dollars coming into their country. Certainly China is doing everything they can now to make it increasingly difficult for us to send our products over there, whereas we've done everything we could to bring Chinese products into this country. China's doing everything they can to protect their economy. So it's almost as if our leaders are intent upon destroying the United States, undermining the, certainly encouraging our countries, our factories to move overseas, encouraging companies to send their jobs overseas, as we see with the outsourcing to India of answering services and so many professional services, engineering, architecture, things like that. And this is actively being encouraged as they move to raise living standards throughout the world, to lower living standards here. That is the official policy, but they can't tell the common people because they're too selfish. They don't want to share what they have with people throughout the world. And yet that is what our leaders are doing. And certainly I believe behind our leaders are dark and sinister spiritual forces, energizing them and causing them to betray their positions of leadership. They're traitors to this country. This is a subversive movement. And yet not one person in a thousand has any real idea what's going on. John, you've got about a minute and a half to wrap up the program.
Well, you're absolutely right. And it seems that the forces are in play now that are really from both within and without to destroy our nation. People want to hear nice things, but the truth is the truth. And when we see the forces at play in America and the forces outside, I hope that your listeners will really draw close to the Lord Jesus Christ. And because no matter what happens to America, the gospel of Jesus Christ still remains, and the relationship with the Lord cannot be broken by external forces. So my suggestion is everybody to grow absolutely as close to the Lord as possible, because the forces, it's like a gigantic aircraft carrier, stand full steam ahead. How do you turn it? You know, it's, I mean, economic forces, when you get locked in with debt and all these treaties and with the mindset of many of these politicians, tax and spend, nothing is going to happen until the whole thing collapses and then it's too late.
I fear you're right, John. God bless. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
God bless you, Stan, and
your listeners. Before long. Bye-bye.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital reminds our listeners that owning a pet is a major responsibility. Each year, many animals are euthanized nationwide. You can help control the pet population by having your pet spayed or neutered today. By doing so, you'll help increase your pet's lifespan by 3 to 5 years by reducing the risk of cancer. That's courtesy of Michelle and the staff at Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital in Lafayette, where they've got a warm place in their hearts for our furry friends with cold noses. They say if this message is important enough for them to back, it's important enough for you to listen. So call your local vet or humane society and have your pet spayed or neutered today.
Well, Doctor. Dan, and I started the program just talking about Thanksgiving, and really we have a lot to be thankful for. We have, I believe, we have purchased a little time to awaken the American people, and more people know something's wrong. We've just got to connect the dots for them. They've got to begin to understand that we're not only fighting a political and ideological and cultural battle, but behind that is the powerful spiritual forces. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it's a good place to start. And then, of course, we have a great new DVD put out by our friend Lynn Marzulli. It's called The Watchers. And it goes into the background of the implants. It actually interviews a doctor who has actually been removing these implants that they have. And these are not of this world. The metal is different. They're nanotubules. What are nanotubules doing in metallic implants that they're finding in people that have been abducted? You need to hear the Watchers. Fascinating. There really is a supernatural element that's going on. And Lynn's an ordained minister who's given up a good paying post just to be out the front lines, putting his faith in God and going all over the country with a message. And, of course, now he has the DVD, The Watchers, and it's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. To understand what's going on financially, our friend William Still has a new DVD out. It's called The Secret of Oz. The Secret of Oz, and certainly goes into the background. Of course, it's a takeoff on the Wonderful Wizard of Oz, and it starred Judy Garland, but there were many, many things in that. It was an outwritten, an allegory about the financial system, and William does an excellent job of explaining why we're in the mess we are today, and certainly what needs to be done to get out of the mess. I disagree with him on the. I believe we do need a gold backing to make sure that the politicians do what's right. But as far as the information in the he has accumulated, is the finest thing we have available. So basically, of course, we carry books on the subject, but a lot of people would rather have a DVD, a wonderful Christmas present, The Secret of Oz. And then, of course, we carry the little book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton. It's a short, little, inexpensive book. We carry his book on the Trilateral Commission. We have an excellent DVD on the Trilateral Commission. You need to understand that they run the country. They run both political parties. They run both political candidates for president, and they run so many of the other candidates throughout the country. So we don't elect our representatives. We elect their representatives, and you must understand the Trilateral Commission. Of course, you can read my newsletters. We cover this, and we're doing an excellent series now on how the First World War came about. I mean, why would logical countries fight a war that killed 21 million people and injured another 50 million and devastated Europe and bankrupted Europe and led to the destruction of the Russian Empire, the Turkish Empire, the German Empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire? I mean, why logically would that have happened? And, well, because there were powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes, and we tell you who they are. That's in our latest series on The Secret Cabal. You can get that on our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. We recommend you go there, read our newsletters, watch our DVDs, watch Building 7 come down on this section. Videos on the web, it's at the bottom of the page. You'll see Building 7 was a controlled demolition. Why all of this is fraudulent. There's no reason for all these TSA searches. It is all simply to infuriate the American people, take our mind off what's going on. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Until Tuesday, when we'll be back. May the Lord be with you.
Now, Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $350 shipping and handling.